You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker, along with my lovely wife, Pastor Betty Whitaker. And this program that we are bringing you this morning is the True Word. Yes, I did say the true word, because we really need the true word of God to sustain us during the week, to sustain us during all our avenues of walking in the gospel of Jesus Christ. This morning, we want to wish you a good morning, because this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in. That is my motto. Every morning that I get up, I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for you have put breath in this old clay body that I'm able to get up this morning. And while I'm up, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to praise the Lord. I'm going to lift up the name of Jesus everywhere I go. And if you want to reach us at our First Church Fivefold Fellowship, the number is 772-774-431. And we do have a website, and you can go to Church five.com, and our service time is start Sunday morning service start at 10:30 for our Sunday school, and our morning worship started at 11:30, and our Bible study start at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday night. And you can also hear our Sunday morning service on blogtalkradio.com/Apostle Whitaker, and we be on every Sunday morning at 11:30 as well. You can reach us at WCNO radio station by dialing locally 772-221-1100. Or if you're out of the state or riding down the highway, you can dial 1-888-221-8990. And if you would like to send us a donation to help us keep this program on the air, you can send it to 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. And that is the place of our service. And we want to welcome to see you Sunday. And if you don't have a ride to church, give us a call at 772-777-4431 or dial 561-718-3641. And we'll make arrangements to come pick you up and bring you to our service. Because I truly believe that when God comes into the house and we be filled with the Holy Ghost, something got to happen. I truly believe that when the Holy Ghost come in, somebody will be healed, somebody will be delivered, and somebody will be set free. Because it's not us that's doing the work, but it's the Spirit of God. So this morning we wanted to continue on our program that we started last week on how the authority works. And we need to know that we have plenty of authority. Pastor, I like to call you Apostle. Pastor Betty Whitaker, oh my God, I'm speaking that into existence, amen, apostle, amen. But we know that we as the children of God, and through his blood of his son, Jesus Christ, that we have the authority. But our problem is we don't know how to walk into authority. We don't know how to tap into the power that God gives us. So that's why we've been defeated. That's why we've been overcome by Satan each and every day of our life. So now what we need to do, we need to let's go ahead and examine the authority just for a moment so that we can understand where we stand in this world. And I like what the Bible says, that I can live in this world, but guess what? I don't have to be of this world. So that tells me that I have the power and authority to overcome any situation that I am in. No matter regardless, whether I'm in a homosexual relationship, a lesbian relationship, I'm an alcoholic, I'm a drug addict, a wife beater, whatever, I can overcome those things if I was to just go ahead on, believe in Jesus Christ, knowing that he is the Son of God, knowing that he died and he raised by the power of God, confess out of my mouth my sins, believe in my heart and righteousness that I'm saved, now I'm on the road to recovery.
Yes.
Come on
yes.
now. We got to get onto that road. Yes. Somebody need to be on that road to recover today. And if you have not accepted Jesus Christ in your heart, now is the time. Right now, where you are, even if you ride down your car, you don't have to stop. But you say, Lord, forgive me of my sins. Lord, I accept you as a Lord in my life. Lord, help me to overcome. Lord, I need you right now. And guess what? And I believe, Lord, that you are the true Son of God. Oh, Lord, and in your heart bring his righteousness.
And he said, what we shall
we be shall saved. Be saved. That's what the word said. Mm. That means you ain't got to go to no class. Like some churches say you got to go to class. The Bible said, I ain't found nowhere in the Bible that you got to go to class. But it said right then and there, if you accept Jesus Christ in your heart, then you are saved.
And then it's up to you to start
come on
to
now.
Live right.
Live right. So now,
live right. Then you can go to church and find and get fed get by the fed. Word of God. Yeah, but you need to find a church that is willing to teach and not just
a good church.
Teach any kind of doctrine. You have to analyze the doctrine. You have to pray about it. You have to ask God to please send me somewhere that I can be taught the word of God and how to live my life brand new again.
A new start, fresh start. That's what I love about this gospel. No matter what I did, guess what? God said, I can start all over again. I got a new leaf on life, and I love it. I love it. And since I've got my new leaf on life, guess what? I'm taking full advantage of it.
Amen.
I'm not going to let nobody hinder, hold me, or stop me from receiving my new leaf on life. Now, back to this authority, we need to remember that God first gave Adam the authority over the earth and its fullness when he created in Genesis, and you can find that Genesis 1 in chapter 6, chapter 1 in verse 26 to 20 through 28, it says, God said, let us make man in our image after our liking, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over every living thing that moves upon the earth. We have the authority over everything. So we need to understand that we're not just talking, but we want to give you the word of God, and the word of God is telling you that you have the authority. So whatever situation that you're in, guess what? You have the authority.
Amen. Also, Psalms 8, verses 4 through 6 reveals that God made man just a bit lower than himself and gave him his authority over the world. And in quoting this verse, the author of Hebrews 2 verses 6 through 8, let's turn if you have your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 2, and we're going to read verse 6 through 8. He says, but one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that you are mindful of him?
Yes.
Or the Son of Man that you visit him? You made him a little lower than the angels.
Just a little lower.
You crowned him with glory and honor and did set him over the works of your hands.
Yes.
You have put all things in subjection under his feet.
Yes.
For in that he put all subjection under him. He left nothing that is not put under him, but now we see not yet all things put under him. That means that we have control over everything.
Yes.
We have dominion over this earth.
Yes.
We rule. He gave us that power and authority. It is up to us now to find out who we are and how we can tap into the authority that God has given us. Yes. And the first thing I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, young ladies and young men, is to believe on Jesus Christ. This is how you begin to tap in and you have to be saved again. Amen.
Amen. And also in the verse, it tells us that because of what man did, and when Adam fell, and we lost that authority. So the authority was stopped. So now it was through Jesus Christ who redeemed and gained control over the authority again. So now you know in the beginning, as I read in Genesis, that man had the authority. But yet when Adam sinned, then we lost the control over everything. And the control was then given unto Satan. So that's why Satan can come in and try to do what he can in our lives to try to keep us in darkness and don't want us to know the truth. But the truth is, for those of you who are listening today, maybe somebody is going through some trials and tribulation. I'm trying to tell you that you do have the authority. If you begin to speak those things and speak and take control over the authority, because the Bible tells us in Proverbs that there's power and life and death in the tongue. So when we begin to speak those things into the atmosphere, come on somebody, guess what? We can change the whole atmosphere by speaking the word of God. So now what we need to understand is that when Jesus came and gained that authority, guess what? When we do have the authority, he gave us permission, come on now,
His name.
Oh, come on now, to do whatever we need to do. So it's in the name of Jesus that we have the authority. It's not in my name, it's not in your name, it's not in nobody else's name, but in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So we need to note that Jesus gave the authority to his people to be used not in our name, but in his name.
In his name. He said, through Jesus' name, we notice that the authority Jesus gives his people is not to be used in their name, but Jesus' name, like you said. Now, in Mark 3:15, he says, and to have power to heal sickness and cast out devils.
Yes.
In Luke 10:17-19, he says, and the 70 return again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Pastor, let's park the bus right there for a moment. Let's hold up the train right there. See, we really need to explain these scriptures so that somebody can really understand that can't nothing hurt you.
Nothing.
God has given
by
you.
By any means.
Jesus Christ has given you the authority to step on anything. You know, scorpion and serpent, they are deadly. But if you step on the head, come on now, you know that old saying, if you want to stop somebody,
cut the head off. That's what we have to do to our enemies.
We got to learn how to cut his head off.
Cut the enemy's head off when we see it come up against us.
Cut them off.
And how do you see when the enemy comes against you? That means that you have to be a child of God.
Yes.
And it's that spirit that's on the inside of us.
Yes.
Gives us warning about an individual or a person that comes before us. It gives us a warning saying danger. This person has bad motives.
Yes.
About you. So this is how we stay cautious because of the Holy Spirit that lies within all of us.
Yes.
Each and every one of us have that, but we have to tap into it. It sharpens. The more that you get into Christ, you seek Christ, it sharpens. That's a tool that God gives us to work with to conquer the enemy when he comes towards us.
Yes. And I also truly believe that even before we give our life to Christ, that God always comes in and try to help us and to steer us in the right direction. Because I remember when I was still out in the world and I was getting into a certain situation, I always had a warning. And a warning was an inside warning. You ever been to a situation where you heard something on the inside of you said, don't go to the right or don't go to the left or don't do this and don't do that, but yet you did it anyway and you got yourself in trouble? And the first thing you said, if I would just have listened, if I just would have listened. And see, that's God speaking to us right then and there. Because the Bible says that he's married to the backslider. So God has never left us or never forsaken us. He always been on our side, but yet and still it's us who turn our back against God. And Pastor, you know what? I feel right now that we just need to pray for someone out there today who may be having some problems and really don't know how to overcome that situation that they in and don't know how to take that authority and come out of that mess that they in, come out that depression that they in, come out that situation that they in. But they've been trying and they've been seeking and crying out for help. I hear the Lord say, let's pray for a moment and maybe we can give them some encouragement and show them the right way. Oh, Father, thank you this morning, dear God. Lord, bless that young man,
yes,
that young woman, dear God, who is going through that trials and tribulation right now, Lord, and don't know which way to go, dear Father. But, Lord, we know, God, if they was to tap into the authority, if they was to allow Jesus Christ to come into their heart and be the Lord over their life, dear God, and be filled with the Holy Ghost, dear God, and take your word, God, and let your word be engrafted into their minds and into their soul, dear God. And, Lord, they'll be able to overcome, God, and have power over their situation right now, dear God. Lord, Father, help them right now. Touch them, Lord. Lord, let them know that you're still alive. Show them some kind of sign, Lord, that you're still with them, dear God. Somebody right now, dear God, has been crying out, God, seeking for help, dear God. But, Lord, give them the authority to speak over their life right now. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And if anybody else that really needs some prayer, and you can call into the radio station, you can call locally at 772-221-1100. If you're riding down in your automobile, you can dial in at 1-888-221-8990. And let us pray with you right now to help you overcome that situation. I know maybe you may be tired going through what you're going through. But now, I truly believe that we need to be able to take the authority. And as it says in Mark 16 and 17, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. So wherever we go in the name of Jesus, some signs and wonders shall follow. And every church that's in the name of Jesus Christ shall have some kind of signs and wonders. Come on now, that's what the word of God says. If we believe, somebody should be healed every Sunday. Somebody should be delivered every day. Somebody should be healed while we're speaking now. I know that God is healing somebody right now. And Acts 3 and 6 said, Peter says, silver and gold have I none, but such as I give I thee in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Somebody need to rise up and walk in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. I'm trying to tell you that you're healed. Get up. Come out of that situation. Stop being down. Stop being letting the enemy come in and take control of your life. Speak to him. Don't be afraid of him. Let him know who you are. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
In Christ Jesus. You know, I really feel that there's somebody out there that is in bondage in a relationship.
Come on now.
That they don't want to be in.
Yes.
And I feel that you're trying to get out and you feel that you don't have any way out.
Yes,
but
yes.
There is a way out.
Yes.
You have to pray and come you have on, to Pastor. Ask the Lord to lead and guide you out of that situation.
Yes.
You know, we sometimes put ourselves in harm's way by not listening to that inner man that is trying to help us out. So what we need to do is to pay attention to the signs in these relationships because, you know, the devil likes to have control.
Yes, he does.
Over our mind, young men and women. Men are controlling and women are controlling.
Yes.
It depends on the person that they get involved with is how they can manipulate the mindset to do anything that we want you to do. But I'm here to tell you today that you can take that same power and authority that we are talking about
right now
today and proclaim Christ.
Yes.
Say, and just cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, help me.
Help me, Lord.
I can't do this by myself. I need your guidance.
Yes.
I need your the way that you can help me out of this dangerous situation that I'm in, or this controlling situation that I'm in, and walk.
Yes,
he said,
Lord.
What? Take up thy bed and walk. There's ways that we can get out of things.
Get up.
But you got to take control of you.
Get
and
up.
Stop letting people control you or a person control you and your mind.
Yes, get up. Get up. I feel that somebody is getting up right now. Get up. Get up in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Oh, my God. There's power.
Ah, we pray over that mind. We pray over the mindset this morning.
There's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Even the devils and the unclean spirit, they tremble at the name of Jesus. That's where the authority and the power comes in. And even in Luke 4:4-6, even Satan mentioned the authority of the kingdom of the world, which was delivered to him. And he could give the authority to Jesus if he was to bow down to him. Even Satan knew the authority that Jesus Christ had.
Yes, come on, say
so
that,
he even want Jesus to bow down. But how could he give Jesus something that Jesus already had? That's the part I couldn't understand. How he going to give him the authority and Jesus come back to claim the authority? But yet he was trying to dupe. He was trying to deceive. He was trying to trick our Lord and Savior into let him know, well, I got the authority. But Jesus had to say, Satan, get behind thee. Because when he spoke those words, what Satan did, he trembled. He had no other way but to bow down to the authority that Jesus Christ had. So that's what we are saying. Somebody now need to understand that if you was to just do it in the name of Jesus and believe on the name of Jesus and give your life to Christ, guess what? You, like my wife said, you can come out of them situation. You don't have to be in a situation. And when Adam sinned, guess what he did? He broke the relationship with God and that for the entire human race. And he also gave away the authority that God had originally gave to him. And Jesus knew that he could legally reclaim the lost authority of man in death and resurrection. That's why I say, Lord, I thank you for dying for me, for shedding his precious blood. Because there's a lot that Jesus did on the cross that we need to understand. That when he did that, guess what? Oh, my God. Ooh, I'm able. No matter what Satan brings in my life. God, that's why I get up in the morning time and I look him in the eye. I say, guess what, Satan? You ain't got no authority over me. I'm putting you on notice. You up under my feet. Now, you got to bow down and do what I tell you to do. That's how we got to be able to take the authority. That's what we got to be able to say. And see, that's why a lot of us are afraid to get up in the morning and take control over our lives. Get up this morning. Get out your bed and take control. Don't you know that you have the power? Don't you know that you have the authority to do whatever you need to do? Save your family. Save your children. Save your marriage. Whatever you do, you got to be able to speak those things. But one thing that I know, but when we speak, we got to speak like we got some authority. See, some of us, we don't speak. We speak like we scared. We speak timid. I'm not afraid. Because when I was in the world, I had a bad attitude. So I take that same attitude that I had in the world, and I bring it into the gospel, and I let Satan know, you ain't got no control over me.
Amen, amen. You know, authority is exercised when there is a right to exercise it. When we pray, we're asking God to step in and take control of the situation.
Yes.
So it's all in the power. It's all in the belief.
Yes.
It's not only believing in God, but you got to believe in yourself.
Yes.
Because if you don't believe in yourself, then the enemy has free reign over you.
Yes, he does.
So we have to learn to take charge.
Take charge
over us.
Yes.
And then allow God to give us that encouragement, that power to lead us out of whatever situation that we're in.
Yes.
Even to break strongholds over the mindset.
Yes.
The mindset. We have to want our mind to be clear. And to be clear, that means to have a clear thinking. That means that you have to get into the Word of God or go and reach out to someone, reach out to a pastor, reach out and just confide into that person so that they can help pull you out of the pit or maybe guide you in the right direction.
Yes.
I do believe that God lead us to people
to help us
out of things that we can't ourselves be strong enough to walk away from.
Yes, yes.
So it's not only confiding in just anybody, but somebody. Yes, amen. Yes.
And I noticed in Luke 9:1, not that Jesus only gave his disciples authority over devils, but he also gave them to cure diseases. Then he called the 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over the devil and to cure. You know what? You're going to lay hands on yourself when you're sick. Because you do have that authority. You do have that power. Sometimes you don't have to call the pastor. I know the Bible says when you're sick, call the elders. But yet, what about if you be in a position where you can't call the elders? So why don't you just take authority over your own self? And we know that in Galatians 2:15, that Jesus revealed that he disarmed the principalities and their powers, and he made a public spectacle of them, trampling over them in the cross. So now we need to understand that Jesus did the work for us, but what we need to do, we need to be able to walk into their authority. We need to be able to tap into it, grab hold to it, and let them know who you are. And this is what I truly believe, that when I get up in the morning time, no matter what it looked like, Pastor, long as God give me breath in my body, and I'm able to get up, I'm able to lay down, and even I'm in a wheelchair, guess what? I still have the authority over the situation that I can control every day in my life. There should be no situation that come into my life that I can't speak against. Guess what now? I can't speak against it, and it won't take control over me. Come on, church. It's time for us to now do what God has called us to do.
Amen. You know, you as a Christian have access to the badge of authority in the use of the name of Jesus. Yes. Jesus has given you that qualifies us in his name and absence.
Yes. Amen. I see we're coming close to the end of our program. So we are located at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And our Sunday morning, our Sunday school started at 10:30 a.m. And our Sunday morning service started at 11:30 a.m. And our Bible study is on Wednesday night at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday night. And you can also hear us on blogtalkradio.com, Apostle Vernon Whitaker, at 11:30. If you just want to come by and join us and pray, if you want to come by and need prayer, come on into the church. Come get your blessing, because we know that we can pray. And if you need help, we're willing to help anybody to learn how to get the authority in their life. Take control and do what God has called you to do, because we truly believe at First Church Fivefold Fellowship, there's always a blessing when you come into the house of the Lord. And God always told me that anybody comes in First Church Fivefold Fellowship, you will be blessed in the name of Jesus. The true word of God. Nothing but the true word of God. This is the word of God. Goodbye. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 1689 Biltmore Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.